Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray and holy manna will be showered all around. Brethren, see poor sinners round you slumbering on the brink of woe. Death is coming, hell is moving, and you better let them go. See our fathers and our mothers and our children sinking down. Brethren, pray and holy manna will be showered all around. Sisters, will you join and help us, Moses' sister, aided him? Will you help the trembling mourners who are struggling hard with sin? Tell them all about the Savior.
Preached about this fourth verse a little bit on Monday night. Let's sing.
Let us love our God supremely. Let us love each other too. Let us love and pray for sinners till our God makes all things new. Then
That thing that he begun in me, I'm going to shout for all of
them.
And because he saved me, now I Amen.
I have
a relationship.
Let's sing the second.
Now I can be. Changes hearted.
Well, thank you, Pastor. It's a blessing to be in the service tonight. Blessing to be saved, isn't it?
Amen.
I know it.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Saved to the uttermost. Saved completely. Forever changed. Thank God for that. St. Matthew's Gospel. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24. We begin verse 36. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 36. Read there tonight and preach as the Lord would direct us and as you would pray for us. Matthew chapter 24, verse number 36. We'll read through verse 39. The Bible said, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Father, we thank you for the reading of the Scripture tonight. Thank you for preserving your Word to this generation. Thank you for directing our heart to this portion of Scripture tonight. Now I pray, Lord, as I endeavor to preach, that you'd have mercy upon me, and that you'd have mercy upon the dear people that await my words. Give us unction and utterance tonight. I pray for strength on my voice and body. I pray for strength in the inward man. I pray tonight, Lord, that you'd hide me in the cross and preach through me, Lord, the Word of God. May it go forth in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. May it find lodging in the hearts and lives of those that are assembled here tonight. Would you convict sinners and awaken them and bring them to that place, dear Lord, that they can surrender, submit, and be born again, saved by the grace of God. Oh Lord, only you can do that work. But I pray you would have mercy on sinners that are here tonight, and Lord, reveal to them their need of you. And oh Lord, reveal yourself to them tonight. I pray, Lord, for that saint of God, that child of God that's grown cold and walking, Lord, afar off. Help them to grow nigh and to get right. I pray for that one that's discouraged, may they be encouraged. That one that's weak, may they be strengthened. That one that's hungry, may they be fed tonight. That one, Lord, that's battling, may they find victory. That one that's burdened, may, Lord, the load be lifted tonight. I pray you'd work effectually and mightily in and through all of us tonight. Don't let any one of us leave like we've come tonight. But oh, may we be exposed, Lord, to heaven and, Lord, the breath and the wind of heaven tonight. Oh, may our hearts, Lord, be touched by the divine and great power of God. Help us tonight. Oh, have your way among us. Lord, do for us what we're not able to do for ourselves. Above everything that's accomplished, give glory to your holy name. We'll love you and thank you for what you do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Thank you for standing. These verses tonight, the Lord Jesus, Matthew 24, had been asked by his disciples what would be the time when he had told them there'd be no stone left upon another. There, when they looked at the temple and talked about how beautiful it was, he said there'll be a time when there won't be one stone left upon another. And so they asked him, when would that be? And when would be, my friend, what would be the signs of his coming? And when would be the end of the world? And in Matthew 24, the Lord gave them a discourse on the time when the end would come.
Right.
When the end of the world, or the end, or the consummation of the ages would come to pass.
Amen.
And he reminded them in these verses that I read tonight, that of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. That day when the Son of Man would come again. That day when the end would approach or come. When time would be no more. He said, I don't know myself. Nobody else knows that day, nor that hour. The angels in heaven do not have any information on that time.
Amen.
That time is in the hands
of the Father. Only the Father knows that day and that hour. Any person that sets a day, my friend, a month, my friend, a year, my friend, has absolutely gone off of their rocker tonight. They have missed, my friend, what the Bible, my friend, would have us to understand tonight. But then Jesus went on and said, though the angels don't know the day or the hour, no other man knows the day or the hour, only the Father knows the day and the hour. He said, but let me remind you, my friend, let me prepare you, let me show you or tell you how it will be, what will be the conditions when that happens. He said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. As it was, or as it were, in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. So we can look at Noah's generation. We can look at Noah's world. We can look at the days of Noah. And by looking at them, we can know that the days of the Son of Man coming is nigh at hand. It's close at hand, my friend. And oh, the Bible said we ought to be ready for that hour. Amen. The Bible says, my friend, about Noah's generation, Noah's world, and Noah's day. The conditions, three things I want to bring to your attention tonight. First of all, thank God, in Noah's day, thank God, there was an indifference. An indifference to spiritual matters. An indifference to the things of God. Amen. Yes. I remind you, friend, that Noah's generation was not a group of dummies. Amen.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, my friend, in Noah's day and in Noah's generation, Methuselah lived, my friend, to be 969 years old.
Amen.
And hear me, friend, I God, they were a people that had multiplied, replenished the earth. They had worked, my friend, and built and planted. They, my friend, were not a bunch of cavemen walking around with a club and didn't have any sense. Amen. My God, can you imagine what men could accomplish that lived so long lives?
Amen.
My friend, but they did. But oh, they were indifferent to the coming judgment.
Amen.
They were indifferent out of what God was going to let happen to that generation. God help us. How many here tonight? Some not been saved very long. I didn't know about it, but many here tonight have seen my friend the indifference. I grew up my friend Harry. A Bible belt. Amen. Churches and our folks, but we're there. Amen. There's an indifference to the things of God. Amen. Our folks care little about church. They care little about the Bible. They care little about the end of the world and the end of the ages is at hand, and the Son of Man is to come again. They're just going about living like they've always lived. Amen.
Amen.
I'm careless. My friend, as a matter of fact, the world is drunk, my friend, on the cares of this life, on the riches of this life, and on, my friend, building up and getting all they can. But it's all going to fade away and perish. Amen. The Bible said, as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. is. They simply were just going about life as though it would never end. They looked forward to tomorrow. They just kept living like there was no eternity to prepare for. They just kept, my friend, on doing what they did yesterday and were indifferent to the voice of God. My friend, indifferent to the judgment of God. And that's this generation. They are indifferent, my friend, to anything that concerns the spiritual matters. Amen. Oh, hear me. I could care less. Hey, God, it's the way it is in the world. It's the way it is in the church.
You're right here. You're right here.
Most folks just don't care when it comes to spiritual matters. Are you hearing me? A church is somewhere to go if it's convenient, if nothing else gets in the way.
Amen.
There's a life to live. We don't have time for a preacher to preach at us, to scream and shout at us. We don't have time to pray. We don't have time to read the Bible. We don't have time to hear the Word of God taught. We don't have time to fellowship among the saints and hear songs sung. The world is running at a breakneck speed towards eternity, and they're indifferent to what lies ahead. They can't see the cliff that's before them. They put her in overdrive, thank God, and headed fast towards eternity. Amen. Oh, hear me, friend, and majority, thank God, of religious people have joined with the worldly crowd. Amen. And pushed God out of their mind, out of their thoughts, out of their lives, and just living like they want to.
Amen.
Amen.
They are indifferent tonight. Noah's generation was indifferent. And if it was that way in the days of Noah, then it will be that way in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Oh, God, help us. Amen. I hear week in and week out as I go and preach for pastors. They search for a week. Amen. Where they can get the people involved in meeting.
Preach on, preacher. Amen.
Amen. And I preach for some of them. I preached in the spring. I preached in the summer. I preached in the fall. I preached in the winter. I preached at the first part of the week. I preached in the middle of the week. I preached in the last part of the week. And every time they shake their head and say, I don't know what week I need to go to next. I don't know. Hey, God, if I need to start back at the front or at the end of the week, I just can't get folks to come. They're indifferent to the things of God. You better listen to me. And there is no good time anymore to have revival. Oh, hear me, friend. If it's the winter time, basketball is gone. If it's spring time, they're playing baseball.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Now I'll tell you what this world's going to do. This world's going to keep building, planting, sowing, reaping, eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. Thank God. Until the Lord's going to come. Amen. And they have messed up. It'll be too late for them to get right with God. Oh, hear me, friend. Just indifferent.
Amen.
Amen. There's an indifference in a world out there. There's an indifference in a crowd that's inside the church.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You're right.
Are you hearing me, friend?
Yes, sir.
Thank God. Oh, they're doing God a service by coming. They're impressing God by their attendance. Amen. And Paul said they're going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God, which is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
They're indifferent to what's right. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir, preacher.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, God, help us.
Right.
There's an indifference. Anybody with me tonight?
Yes.
Second of all, not only is there an indifference, but I want to say, Noah's day was not only a day of indifference, but it was a day of immorality.
Right.
Now, these verses here, I do not think speak of immorality. The eating, the drinking, the marrying, and the giving in marriage are just common things. Somebody said, "You said it for me to eat and drink, marry and be married, or give in marriage." No. But I'll tell you, if you don't make your peace, call election sure with God, if you don't let Christ have the preeminence in your life, if before you do anything else, thank God, you don't settle, thank God, the sin question and the son question in your life, friend, then all is vain and vanity and vexation of spirit.
Amen.
For this world will pass away, and all that will matter, thank God, is whether you're right with God, or whether you have peace with God, whether it's well with your soul.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Bless His name tonight. And so here, we not only have the indifference of Noah's day, and we have it today, but we also have the immorality of Noah's day.
Right.
Now to find that, you'd have to go back to Genesis chapter 6 and read what the Bible said in the days of Noah.
Amen.
Verse 5 of Genesis 6 said, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Amen.
And it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart.
Amen.
Anybody listening to me tonight?
Amen.
The Bible said in verse 11 of Genesis chapter 6, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted His way upon the earth.
Amen.
God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. The earth is filled with violence through them, and I will destroy them with the earth.
Amen.
Anybody listening to the preacher tonight?
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, it was an immoral day, was Noah's day. Somebody said they knew it better. There were people, thank God, that were alive, or at least had known Adam and Eve in Noah's day. The generations were so long, thank God, my friend, that they had been told, and it had come down, thank God, what happened to Adam and Eve and the earth. Said, are y'all listening to me?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, God, help us tonight, friend. Thank God. And they walked on, and they refused and rejected God. Amen. They turned, my friend, and corrupted His way upon the earth. Are y'all listening to me?
Amen.
And they became so wicked in their imagination, and the Bible said their fault was on evil continually.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
When they weren't doing something wrong, they was thinking of how they could do something wrong.
Amen.
When they weren't basking in doing something wrong, they was thinking about how they could enjoy doing something wrong.
Amen.
Is everybody listening to
Amen.
Me? God help us. The immorality of our day. Amen. God help us. Amen. Oh, hear me. Billy Sunday came at the Corbin, Kentucky. Thank God in his ministry and preached. And the first night he preached in at Corbin, Kentucky, he said, it's a wonder that God doesn't rain down judgment upon this city and upon this nation because of its immorality.
Amen.
And what he was specifically referring to was that year. Thank God. And my friend, the hemline had come on the women's dresses and skirts had come. Thank God. Oh, hear me, friend. From down on the top of her feet until above her ankle, 4 inches. And Sunday thought God was fixing to wipe the whole crowd out because they had raised the hem 4 inches. What would he think tonight?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
All night.
Amen.
Amen.
God help us. And here's the sad part of the day which we live in. You don't have to go to the strip joint. You don't have to go out of the places of ill repute, out of fine immorality. Just sit down in a Baptist church and you'll get duly embarrassed about immoral dress and actions and attitudes of folks. Amen. Anybody listen to me? What a day we live in. Hey God. Oh, there was a day in America. Hey God, when the known sinners in the community had more morals than folks that's got their name on the church roll tonight. They just had common decency. Amen. Hallelujah. They knew how to cover their nakedness. Hey, hallelujah. They knew how to respect women. Respect the church and the man of God. Hallelujah. And if you ask them about the Bible, they might not be practicing it. But if you said the Bible says that, they'd say if the Bible says that, that's the way it is. And folks sit in a church house now and question what it says. And is it right? And is it the correct rendering? I'll tell you, it's a day of immorality.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You're preaching right.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, what a day of immorality. And we might say this generation is like Isaiah's generation when he said they are people laden with iniquity.
Amen.
That means they're full of it.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, he went on to say, thank God, from the top of the head to the sole of the feet, they're full of wounds, bruises, and putrefying sores.
Amen.
Sin.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Buddy, that's society today.
Amen. Yes, it is.
That's our world today.
Amen.
It is a time of immorality.
Amen.
Is anybody listening to the preacher?
Yes, sir.
Amen. God help us. What a day we live in. What an hour we live in. Are you listening to me? And I go to so-called churches sometimes and I'm embarrassed. Amen. By the actions and reactions, by the attitudes, by the words, by the flirtation. Amen. By the throwing of each other. My friend, at each other, men and women alike. God help us. It's a sad day. Amen. No wonder adultery and fornication is so rampant and divorce. Amen. It's so prevalent in our society. It's an immoral society. Amen. And folks are filling their minds preacher, if I get out of the way.
You're preaching right.
I preach different what this Bible says. Amen. Hallelujah. The road that brought me to Bremen will get me back to Alabama. All you got to do is point. I'll head that way.
Yes,
anybody listening to me tonight?
Preach on.
But immorality
right.
of our day. What a day.
Amen.
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 God help us. What a day of immorality. Amen. What a day when the more lewd and wicked you can become.
Amen.
Amen. The more piercings you can have on your body, the more tattoos you can get. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Then the more reverent, thank God, reverent you are by the world, the more they look up to you.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
God help us. Amen. How far America's come. Amen. I'm by no means a holy. Thank God. Hollywood tonight, but it's amazing. I've been in the 50s. It was Andy Griffin and Leave It to Beaver. Amen. Thank God. And today, my friend, our society looks up to Madonna. Amen. How are y'all hearing me? And my friend, the wickedness of our day. Oh, God, help us. Amen. And here's the thing about it. Most church folks know what you're saying.
Well, I'm just there tonight, just as, amen. You got here tonight on this one, it's just you and the Lord, amen. I'm just preaching as I get to it, amen. I ain't pointing out nobody, I'm just preaching what God tell me. Hallelujah. And this is Thursday night's message, amen. Hallelujah. Don't mean nothing by it, but I mean everything God means by it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to say it's an immoral generation. Are you hearing me? Amen. God help us. And now society embraces it. And public officials want to embrace an immoral lifestyle. Anybody listening to me tonight?
Amen.
God help us. Oh, hear me. And the folks today think no more of having a physical relationship. Thank God. With another person than they do having a cup of coffee. It means no more to them than that. Marriage is not sacred nor honorable. Y'all hearing me? It's how many you can score with, how many you can put notches on your belt. Y'all hearing me? Hallelujah. Amen. God help us. What an immoral society that we live in. Amen. And it hasn't stopped. Thank God. How with adultery and fornication. Amen. Amen. And if you don't know what that is, thank God, fornication is having, amen, a physical and intimate relationship before you are married. Amen. Thank God, and adultery is having that relationship while you're married to someone other than your spouse.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, bless His name. We laughed and pulled. Thank God. Until nobody thinks about drinking or being drunk or adultery and fornication. And now it's spilled over. Thank God. Down to the middle schools. And that boys, I want to be with boys and girls with girls. Because we live in an immoral society.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Society prefers
God. Amen.
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 God help us tonight.
Amen.
What a day. What a day.
God have mercy.
What a day.
Preach your life.
What a day. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Noah's generation, they got so wicked, they got so vile. The thought, the imagination of their heart was evil continually. They corrupted the whole earth. Thank God. And they filled the earth with violence. Until God said, I'm sick. God said, I can't stand it. God said, I, my friend, I'm going to destroy all flesh.
Amen. Yes, sir. Precisely.
And the earth with them.
Amen.
Anybody listening tonight?
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah. What a day. It's a day of indifference. It's a day of immorality. Amen. And then it was a day of ignorance.
Yes, sir.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible said in verse 39, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Amen.
Completely void of what was about to happen.
Amen.
Thought it was funny when Noah went into that ark. God shut him in 7 days. Amen. What a day.
Amen.
Completely ignorant to what was coming on and knew not. I mean, the flood was done sweeping their bodies. The rain was done falling on their head. The fountains of the deep were done broken up.
Amen.
When they realized judgment was coming.
That's right.
And it was entirely too late.
Amen.
Our world today, amen, is trying to explain away all the things that happen. And it's climate change.
Right.
And it's global warming.
Yeah. Stay on, preacher.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
It's greenhouse gases. Amen. There's some scientific reason for it all. I want to tell you, friend. Hey, God, it's the judgment of God. And this old earth, like a woman when she goes into there with a child, the pains hit her. And my friend, they get closer. And they get, my friend, a greater as that time comes forth. And this earth, Master, don't have nothing to do with it. Well, then tell me why. When Christ came the first time and cried, "It's finished," how the rocks was rent in twain and the earth shook. Amen. Oh, hear me, friend. Hey, God. How well, the natural is connected to the spiritual.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And the judgment of God is swiftly upon us. And they were ignorant.
Amen.
Peter reminds us that some folks are more than ignorant. They are willingly ignorant.
Amen.
For he said in 2 Peter chapter 3, "In the last days scoffers shall come, walking after their own lust, and say, where is the promise of his coming?"
Amen.
Y'all said, y'all been preaching and y'all been teaching, and the church has said Jesus is coming again. The day of the Son of Man is going to come. But they say, where is the promise of his coming? For since our fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. And he said in verse 5 of 2 Peter chapter 3, this they are willingly ignorant of. That the world then, Noah's world, thank God, that stood out of the water and in the water, thank God, was created by the Word of God and reserved or kept by the Word of God until God destroyed it. And now the world we live in is reserved by that same Word. Thank God, until that day of judgment. And that day will not be a flood water, but it'll be fire and brimstone. Amen. And he said it's coming. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And he said, don't think one moment that the Lord is slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank God. But he said the reason the Lord hadn't showed up, he's long suffering to us, were not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. You're not right tonight. You're not in. You better hurry. The long suffering of God has about waited long enough. God's going to shut the door of mercy, and you'll be on the outside. I'd get in if I wouldn't say it tonight.
Yes,
judgment's coming.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
That's right, preacher.
Oh, bless his name.
That's right.
Hallelujah. They were ignorant. And folks that are ignorant are willingly ignorant. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to believe it. They don't want to receive it.
Amen.
Amen. They willfully reject it.
Right.
And refuse it. God said, I'm going to destroy everybody
Repent thou made man. I'm going to destroy man and beast and creeping thing and fowls of the air. Genesis 6:8 said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Isn't that a blessing?
Amen.
And when God said, I'm going to destroy all flesh and corrupt away, He said, build an ark. And Hebrews 11 said, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house.
Amen.
Whereby he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness of God, which is by faith. Anybody listening to me tonight?
Yes.
Now the world was going on and building themselves up and thinking they were getting rich, amen, and increasing. And Noah was building an ark out of gopher wood, amen, that looked like would never float, shaped like a shoebox, amen.
Hallelujah.
An expert said it couldn't float. And when they examined it, hallelujah, but it done the job, hallelujah. And they said the Titanic couldn't sink, and it sank. I'm telling you, experts have no idea. Hey God, when it comes to spiritual matters, that's in the hand of God. Are y'all hearing me? Well, bless His name. Hey God, Noah had faith. I know it. Hey God, grace and faith. That's how we're saved today. By grace through faith. That not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Hallelujah.
Where do you get faith? Can you muster it up? Hey God, can you build it up? Hey God, can you think it up? Can you dream it up? Can you buy it somewhere? No. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. Faith is a gift of God. My friend gives faith when He speaks His Word out of your heart.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And exercising faith, thank God, is a positive move or a positive action based on what God has revealed to you or shown you or told you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless His name. Thank God. You can be in church all your life and not have faith. Hallelujah. Thank God. But if the Word of God ever, my friend, touches your life, thank God, by the Holy Ghost, and my friend, a seed of faith is sown in your heart, thank God, and you'll react and respond, thank God, to what's been told or revealed to you, thank God, of that faith, thank God, when you trust Him, that showed you and told you, we'll save you. Noah, thank God, became heir of the righteousness of God. He wound up with a fortune, and everybody lost everything they had. While he was preparing an ark, he wound up with a fortune. Thank God, amen. While he was preparing the ark, there's building and planting and bearing and giving in marriage and eating and drinking, and lost it all. And what would you give? What would you give in exchange? Amen. I say to you, as it was in Noah's day, so it is in the day of the coming of the Son of Man.
Amen. Yes, sir.
What did He say do? Since it's just like it was in Noah's day. Verse 32 of this scripture, I did not read it, but I want to read it to you now. It said, watch therefore.
Amen.
For you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Verse 44 said, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Amen.
Would you believe tonight how the world would look at us and what I've preached tonight and what I've expressed and what I've said? And coming judgment and coming of the Son of Man. Do you know how foolish? And do you know what the world would say? Nothing to that.
political world, the political world would look at me tonight and say, man, that guy is crazy.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, the business world, the business tycoons. Amen. The economics, I'd say, that man is crazy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Say right.
Are y'all hearing me?
Right.
Here's the sad part, the religious world. Most of the hierarchy of that would look and say, you don't have to be that extreme.
Amen.
You don't have to be that narrow-minded. There's other ways to heaven besides Jesus.
Preach on. God help us.
Amen. And everybody will find their way eventually, and we're all the children of God, and He's our Father. Amen. Oh, but friend, it's not so. Thank God. And I want to tell you, only 8 people who were saved in Noah's day, and there's going to be few saved when the Son of Man comes. If you're not in the ark of safety, if you've not been washed in the blood, if you're not watching already, you ought to run to Christ tonight and say, wash me, cleanse me, make me ready for that hour when you come again.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
by faith Noah moved with fear. His faith caused him to fear God.
Amen.
I remember when he first spoke to me, that's exactly what it done to me. Set up fear inside of me.
Amen.
I got afraid of the condition I was in, the wrath of God I was under. I got afraid to die. I got afraid to face judgment. I was afraid of the Lord coming again.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Because I knew I wasn't right. I knew I wasn't ready. And it brought fear inside of me.
Amen.
But that faith and fear moved me towards Christ. And when I reached out, hallelujah, and asked Him to forgive my sin and save my soul, hallelujah, something took place in my life.
Amen.
That moved the fear.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Bless His name.
Yes.
Move the condemnation.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I didn't climb walls that night. I didn't hang from the chandeliers on the ceiling. I didn't run around the building. Amen. But if you did that, that's fine. I'm not against it. I'm just telling you what I did. But I'll tell you what I had when I got up from that altar. I had peace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. As the lady they asked how she felt, and she didn't know how to say it in her broken English. It was a foreigner here. She said, comfortable. Hallelujah. Ask another dear one that got saved that was did not know the English language well, and she had come to this country, and she got saved, and they said, how are you? How does it feel? And she didn't know what to say. And finally, she smiled and said, clean.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's pretty good. Comfortable and clean. Amen. That's the way I feel. I'd been so uncomfortable for weeks and months. I'd felt so dirty and unclean. But that night, hallelujah, joy bells was ringing inside of my soul. Hallelujah. I could stand pretty good with the congregation, but when I thought about the Lord coming again, oh, how terrible I was. But oh, when I think of that now, thank God, something leaps inside of me. Hallelujah. There's a hope within me tonight. There's a looking forward out of Him coming tonight. There is an expectation, an anticipation. I long for Him to come. And I cry as John the Revelator when he said, behold, I come quicker. John said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. I'd welcome Him tonight. Hallelujah. And it's just as close from Bremen out of home tonight to heaven as it is from Scottsboro. Hallelujah. Wouldn't matter if I'm here or there. Thank God I'll be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
If He comes tonight.
Amen.
What about you? Everybody stand, please. Everybody stand, please.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's coming.
Yes,
man. Don't know the day of the hour, but He's coming. He's coming in the days like it was in the days of Noah. The days of indifference, immorality, and ignorance. But by grace and through faith tonight, you can escape that terrible time.
And those will ask that the rocks and the mountains hide the face, them from the face of Him that sits on the throne. You can be ready. You can be prepared. You can go with Him.
Amen.
You don't have to be destroyed. You don't have to undergo judgment. You don't have to be eternally separated. You can eternally be with Him. Christ made it all possible.
Amen.
By grace and through faith, God's unmerited favor and love towards you. And if you'll respond to the gospel message, the seed that's sown in your heart, if you'll obey it, say, Lord, here I am. The sinner that needs a Savior can be saved tonight. Say, whenever y'all get ready, if you need to come tonight, the door is open to me. If you're a saved person, you need to pray tonight as you come.
Thank you.